From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia and China Monday blocked a draft United Nations Security Council resolution calling for a 7-day ceasefire in the Syrian city of Aleppo. The resolution also called for unimpeded access for the delivery of humanitarian aid to the city. Russia said the resolution would have undermined other negotiations aimed at ending months of fighting in the city. The vote on the resolution was 11 in favor, 3 opposed, and 1 abstention. The foreign ministers of China and Iran are urging the governments that signed the Iran nuclear accord to continue to adhere to the agreement, regardless of what they called any changes in the domestic situations of the countries concerned. Their remarks would appear to be directed at U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, who said on the campaign trail this year that he would renegotiate the terms of the agreement and increase its enforcement, calling the pact, quoting him, "the dumbest deal I think I've ever seen." NATO foreign ministers hold year-end talks Tuesday in Brussels. They will be focusing on forging closer ties with the European Union. The EU recently unveiled an ambitious new plan for defense spending and research. This week's talks will also mark the last major NATO meeting under the Obama administration and a farewell to U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
We're standing shoulder to shoulder in the fight against Daesh, ISIL, and the battle against violent extremism of every kind. And I am proud to tell you that is a battle we are absolutely going to win.
John Kerry.
Alors, oui, je suis candidat.
France's Socialist Prime Minister Manuel Valls has announced he will run for president in next year's election. Speaking Monday to an audience outside Paris, he said he will quit his job as prime minister on Tuesday. This is VOA News. Austrian presidential candidate Alexander Van der Bellen, an independent supported by the Green Party, is the projected winner of Sunday's election. Euroskeptic Norbert Hofer appears to have lost by a 7% margin. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has picked neurosurgeon Ben Carson, formerly one of his Republican rivals, to be Secretary of Housing and Urban Development when the new administration takes office. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said Monday he will visit Pearl Harbor later this month, the first time a Japanese leader has visited the U.S. naval base bombed by Japan in 1941. The surprise attack precipitated the American entry into World War II. Abe said he would visit the Pearl Harbor Memorial with U.S. President Barack Obama to pray for the war dead while also holding a final summit with the American leader before Mr. Obama leaves office next month. A Gambian court has ordered the release of an opposition leader and 18 other political prisoners. The release order comes just days after President Yahya Jammeh lost an election and agreed to step aside. With the Turkish lira this year's worst-performing emerging market currency, Turkey's president has declared a patriotic war in support of the lira. Dorian Jones reports.
The Turkish lira has fallen more than 10% in the past month, adding to a year of heavy losses. And President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says the currency crisis is the latest plot to unseat him. A failed coup took place in July, and Erdogan is warning that what conspirators could not achieve with tanks are now trying by financial means. He calls Sunday for all Turkish patriots to act. Those who keep dollar or euro currency under their mattress should come and turn them into liras or gold, he said. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
A Greek court has ruled against the extradition of three Turkish soldiers accused of involvement in July's failed coup. The three soldiers, part of a group of eight who fled to Greece, have denied the allegations. New Zealand Prime Minister John Key resigned Monday. He said good leaders know when it's time to go and lamented the sacrifices his political career has imposed on his wife and two children. Key is expected to formally submit his resignation next month at his National Party's caucus. A hotel fire in the Pakistani city of Karachi has left 11 people dead. Officials say the fire erupted in the Regent Plaza Hotel's ground floor kitchen Monday. Local media say 75 people were injured in the blaze. Karachi Mayor Wasim Akhtar said the cause of the fire could not be immediately determined. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.